Om Shanti, good morning. So today we are very fortunate to have our very senior brother Karuna Bhaiji. So few words of introduction about Karuna Bhaiji. So Karuna Bhaiji is an embodiment of humility and simplicity, as we can all see. With a background in engineering, Bhaiji started his career in Bangalore. And in the year 1960, he came to Brahma Kumaris and he met Brahma Baba. That took a profound turn and he dedicated his life for the service of humanity. And Bhaiji was one of the early pioneers in spreading Baba's knowledge in entire southern India. And currently, Bhaiji holds the position of Secretary General of Brahma Kumaris International Headquarters, where he plays a very important role in organization's global outreach. In addition to this, Bhaiji also serves as Chief of Multimedia and Public Relations Officer and is a senior trustee and a board member of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. And he's also the Indian National Coordinator for IT Global. So under Bhaiji's leadership, the Yajna has been geared up to do the kind of media service it is doing today. So he was a visionary in establishing computer networks, global communication within Brahma Kumaris, and also VSAT communication system, telephone exchange, and the simultaneous translation system, which we all enjoy today, into 16 languages, enabling this multilingual communication. And also as chairman of Media Wing, Bhaiji has done many remarkable initiatives like Peace of Mind channel, Awakening with Brahma Kumaris, and many FM channels like Radio Madhuban, and many web radio channels like Shiva Radio. And also as Chief of Multimedia, he was involved in production and management of many impactful videos and audio content. And also he was instrumental in establishing the printing Sachi Gita printers, and also was involved in publication of numerous spiritual books in different languages. So blending technology and spirituality, Bhaiji has reached millions worldwide, creating 5,000 hours of spiritual content. So today we are here to listen to his experience, the fragrance of early days, and the lessons from the lives of Mamma and Baba. And later we have Brother Anil from Malaysia who would interview him in the next half an hour. And a few words of introduction about Brother Anil. Anil Bhai is a mechanical engineer by profession, working in a consulting firm, and over 25 years in Gyan. And he's currently the coordinator of Brahma Kumaris Central in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He's a very humble, gentle, and a knowledgeable soul who will interview Karuna Bhaiji. Okay, thank you.
Om Shanti. When Avek Baba used to say that souls who come in the last also can go fast or first. So I used to feel, so then we came so earlier and we have to get up in the early morning and read Murli every day. For so many years, but Baba says last can go fast. So therefore, the time what is going on now is really the last, because we all believe the world cycle is 5,000 years. Can we increase one or two more years? But everybody says, no, no, Baba said 5,000 years, that's okay. And I also say that I have heard from Brahma Baba that the confluence age, Sangam Yuga, is also 100 years. I always remember Baba said 100 years. And I am with Baba's company and knowledge, it's more than 65 years now. So for me, I feel the time is very short. But one thing, that if we don't do the best efforts now, Baba said this, time will make you to do the effort. So it is all in my ears. I always that. And also I remember when Sakar Baba also said, okay, I take leave from all of you, he said. Otherwise he always used to say, but on that last day, he said, I take leave from all of you. Also, we remember the three words what Baba said also. Nirakar, Nirvikar, and Nirahankari. So that three words also I always remember, words what Baba said. And Avyakt Baba also said one word, which in Hindi Baba said Samapti, it is end, is the end. He just said Samapti. So it always reminds me, we are not getting any new Murli. We are repeating our Murli. We are repeating the Avyakt Murli. Remember, Prakashmani Dadi used to tell Gulzar Dadi, you and tell me. Anything in Yajna, Dadi is planning to do, mission from Baba. Because that you also know that Brahma Baba has not gone or in another birth or world. Hope you all believe in that. So, Prakashmani Dadiji always you give the message to Gulzar Dadi that please go, you know, he says you go and get the message from Baba. As long as I am sorry to say, we don't have same trans messengers whom we can say that this message you ask Baba and then tell us so that what we have to do. Nothing like that. Of course, in when you take bhog, so Baba gives some messages to all of us which are very general, and we hear that. But Baba was running the organization, that we can't say now. That means, after Avyakt part was over, we are running Baba's organization, international organization, through Prakashmani Dadi, Janaki Dadi, and many other Dadis. And we all felt that there is somebody there to take care of all of us. And they used to guide us what to do. But as all of you know, that days are also over. You can imagine when Ratan Mohini Dadiji left her body, we all felt that the only last Dadi also left the body. Of course, we have some brothers and sisters who have lived with Baba, Mama and Dadis. So we are still getting the guidance from them, and they are our samples and examples. But the one thing what Baba or Avyakt Baba said, that when a time comes, the time is going to take over what you have to do and what not to do. So all we children will be doing our efforts faster as all of you know that we are doing. So this is the one thing which I want to remind all of you as Madhuban Nivasi. We all brothers and sisters believe more in, we call vatti. Vatti means we sit in meditation most of the time, but some classes are given to them at that time. But otherwise, most of the time we spend in meditation. I just saw the timetable which was given to us for the next year after April 26 and 27. It was full of meditation for all of us, wherever we are. So, see, the war starts, never stop, it's continuing. Which nobody expected that one will win and the world, the war stop, never happened. So it is continuing. So this is the time that we should now really do our efforts fast. World is waiting to see something. We have said to the world that God has come. God has given us the knowledge. We are all children of God. They all heard, yes, yes, yes. But they did not thought about it or made any efforts. though Brahmin family is increasing, but not at that ratio. So therefore, what we said to the world is now going to look towards us. What we have said, are we also following the same? Who are the children of God who have believed that God is with us? If I ask all of you, God is with us, if you believe, please raise your hands. And I am sure that the worldly people believe in God, but they may not say that God is with us. So this difference is there. So therefore, they are going to see all of us when you go back to your country. You have gone to Madhuban. They would like to, they all know that you are in Madhuban, India. So when you go back, they will be just observing you, seeing your face, expect something you will say. So far, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. But what will be this time? Any change they expect? Sure. Because we have told them that God has come. God is with us. So therefore, they are expecting some change. Otherwise, why did they go to Mount Abu? They could have gone to see the Taj Mahal or something. So therefore, because there is lot of things happening in the world, and every channel in the world, television channel in the world, say, Third World War started and all that, which also we used to say earlier, that world is going to be destroyed, destruction will take place. People used to laugh at us. You are telling this for years and nothing has happened. But now it is happening. And they all say the transformation is happening. So then, what do they expect from us? I think all of us are making an effort of not giving the knowledge to others only, that we have reduced. Now we would like to be silent. The highest power of all powers is silence. Because silence is not from the word only or action, but from the mind. So this time you have to check yourself. That how much silent I am, how long I am able to be silent for myself, and it comes only by practice, no shortcut, no other way, by seeing the TV or the destruction happening or the war, it only creates more thought, not silence. Silence is soul. We always say in Paramdham there is no words. Even in subtle world, there is no sound of voice. What Baba speaks to the Sandeshis, that is through the thought. So, we have to be more of silence for ourselves also. If we want to talk to ourselves with silence, and if we want to talk with Baba also in silence. So this is the practice which is happening in headquarters. And also this year we have an All India meeting in the first week of April. All the seniors, brothers and sisters will be coming to Madhuban. They are nearly about 3,000 people. And we are going to finalize the efforts, how we are doing for this year, 26 and 27. But as I am supposed to be conducting the meeting, what is in our mind, I am just telling you in advance. Try to be more of silence which comes from our face. When you go to your place, they are surprised to see you that you are not in voice as you used to be, but more of smile and silence. Whatever you want to say, we will be doing through our thoughts. So this is my humble request. So today we are supposed to have a conversation, question and answer. So I request brother to take over.
Om Shanti. Brother doesn't have much time also. He has to be back from here 12 o'clock, no? So, just now brother was sharing, what people expect from us, My boss also used to ask, he used to ask, after coming from Madhuban, he will ask, when the destruction will take place, any date? Because in his mind, we talk about this destruction, Brother Karuna Bhai, I met him 1997-98 when he came to Malaysia with Dadi Prakash Mani, So, as sister was telling, very humble, and he talks is something from the heart. We can really relate, Lots of experience, and it is said that Mama used to sustain Karuna Bhai, So it's like Mama's boy, like that. So he came to Gyan in 1960, and the same year he actually surrendered. And surrendered to Egya in here, in Madhuban, 1971. And he had a lot of intoxication to spread Baba's knowledge. So his own printing press, So Sachi Gita printing. So that's how Baba selected him as media person, Baba, the whole Yigya's spokesperson. So various positions. So we have some questions prepared to ask you. At what age you first met Mama or Baba, and what was your first impression on meeting them?
Yes. I was born in an interior village of India, South India. I have seen what is train at the age of 16. Bus also after a long time, but it was before 16 naturally. And the culture was Indian religious culture, where I was supposed to sing 5 bhajans and say 2 mantras in the night. If we do that, then only we used to get the dinner. So we were just 5 years, and we just tried to finish the earliest possible by doing the mantra and the bhajans. But that has really given us a religious sanskar in us. As we say, mother is the first guru for us. I always remember that. And really, mothers, though they are not educated as we say, we have passed this and that and all, no, they are from the real village culture. So from where I have come, and then when I came to Brahma Kumaris as a person from a religious family, so I met Mama and Baba at the age of 21. At that time also, I was not, though I was living in a city called Bangalore, a multicultural town, but I was not affected much about it, because the place where I was working in Bangalore was in a village there also. So I had that same culture of the village family. Later on, of course, I was in different towns and all that. So that culture I have seen the West also. So when I met Mama, the first meeting itself, I felt happy that I got another mother and a father. The first time when I met and came out, when somebody asked, did you meet Mama? Yes, yes, I met my Mama. Usually it never comes, because mother is mother. I used to love my mother so much, father also so much. But my first experience was when I met Mama, and I felt that she is my mother. And Baba also, the first word what Baba said with his arms like this. So I said, Baba, my father, I met Baba, my Baba, Mera Baba, Mera Mama. So that is how I had the first experience with them. But I am very much known in the Yajna. From that time to this time also, everybody says he is Mama's child. because I remember that I used to ask everything with Mama before meeting Baba. Can I ask this with Baba? Can I ask this with Baba? And all that, I want to ask this with Baba. Then Mama used to guide me. And then I used to speak to Baba. But mostly, my meeting with Baba used to be just I used to forget, because Baba usually used to give the drashti, look towards my eyes or the soul. And my experience was, I am lost. I don't even feel that I am sitting where, in Madhuban or in front of Baba and all. Everything is... What all I wanted to ask also, I forgot. And once I took a paper, I wrote and kept in my pocket that I last this time, sure. But I saw it only after coming out. So these are the few of the experiences I had. I was not as close as all other seniors, Ramesh Bhai, Jagdish Bhai, or Nirvar Bhai. So I am, many times Baba used to call me, because when I see Baba, I only see Baba as Shiv Baba. I used to feel that Shiv Baba is always there in him. I had no separate Bap Dada or, you know, Shiv Baba separate and Brahma Baba separate. No, I never had that experience. So when I just come in front of Baba, I used to just take the drashti, and sometimes Baba want to speak to me because he is standing and we are in the open ground. So he used to say, he is a Bhagat. Just like, you know, in temples we go and do pray to the statue. So like that I used to just see Baba and he used to say, he is Bhagat. So that's how is some of my experiences with, the first experience with Mama and Baba.
Thank you. So any advice or correction or praise Baba and Mama given to you?
Mama used to call me with my name usually, Karuna, that's all. Usually names in South used to be long, Karuna Kara Shetty or something like that. But Mama used to just say Karuna. But Baba used to call in his own way, which was known only to me and to Brahma Baba. So you may say, what is that? But that I had to disclose only when Avyakt Baba I met first time. Baba was asking me, like Brahma Baba, tell me what you have done, the service and all that. I used to tell everything what I did in Bangalore for a year or months. But I did not say anything because Avyakt Baba, for the first time meeting, I couldn't accept it, what is happening. But Baba tried to talk to me in many ways, and when I did not say anything, talk to Baba, I was seeing down, because I was not conversant with Gulzar Dadi. Then suddenly Baba said, "Can I tell you what you were doing there?" I was shocked. So I was in 1,000 kilometers far from Baba, and Baba is saying that, "Can I tell what you are doing?" And so Baba started telling. That's, I was surprised. Baba was really there. And all of you also said, "God is with us. Baba is with us." And for me, it was a shock at that time that Baba was seeing what we are doing. So when Baba was telling that, I was really surprised. Then also I did not raise my head up and or see Baba. I was just looking down as though some sister is in front of me whom I don't know. But I really became surprised when Baba said what I was doing, where I was. Then Baba also said that child is not convinced yet. Then Baba said one more word. Avyakt Baba said one more word. The only myself and Brahma Baba was knowing. That is, Baba did give a name to me, as we all hear. You see, all the names for Dadis, Baba gave the divine names to all of them. Prakash Mani, we call Kumarka Dadi. But Baba gave Prakash Mani. Similarly, one my name only, but Baba said in a different way. Only Baba. Karuna Nidhan. And Gulzar Dadi, that is Avyakt Baba, said Karuna Nidhan, the same way as Baba used to say. I was surprised, and I raised my head and see, this is Baba only, it is not anybody else. So that's how the faith came to me from Avyakt Baba. And then I used to follow whatever Avyakt Baba said as the real knowledge what God is giving to us.
Any advice, special advice, personal advice to you, Baba or Mama given?
Yes. Though I am professionally education, I had an engineering education. And I joined one of the biggest industry in India, which is called Hindustan Machine Tools. And at Bangalore, I joined there. And I was very sincere and hard-working, which made me every year a promotion. And at that time, I was getting a very good amount, what people used to think that he is earning so much. My parents were happy, my relations were happy, my friends were happy that I am earning a very good salary there. So this is, I am telling about, that is, I joined 1958 to the factory, and 67, I am telling about my salary and my post and everything. In the present, that time, the generation, they used to feel that I am in a very high post. I was working with French, Germans and all that. So I am dreaming of the world, where I am going to be this and that and all. But I came in contact with Baba and Mama from 1960, and I was so much influenced. So I started opening centers in South India, the first center to many centers in South India. I was more busy in my Laukik job, and I was not getting sufficient time. I want to do Baba service. So when I came to Abu, as you are all here, so I asked Baba, "Baba, I am so busy in my Laukik work, then I don't get so much time. I want to do so much Baba service." The advice he gave me at that time, as surprisingly he said, "When did I tell you to do this job?" What Baba called in Hindi, gadai. Gadai means a donkey carrying the weight and going. So much of weight I was carrying and doing every day. So that's what Baba said, "When did I tell you to do this?" So that day, as he said, what advice Baba gave to me first was that I must change my job. I resigned, and as Baba became a businessman, I also became a businessman. And then I came to know if it is only money, that made me richer than, higher than what I was getting in the company, in my shop, what I was doing. So that's how Baba always guided. Because in one case in front of me it so happened. One brother was very happily telling to Baba, "Baba, I got a license to sell the wines." So Baba said, "What? Next time when you come, you will be changed that profession." So this is how, you know, Baba guides we children at that time, what to do, what not to do, and how to do, and all that. So I am one of the luckiest that every week I used to get one letter from Baba. And if I don't get to him one letter in Baba, I don't get sleep, I don't like to eat. I wait for the postman for the letter. The Baba was knowing that. So that's how he guided we children, what to do, what service to do, how to do, and all that. So that is the blessings of Baba. Whatever I am here today is the blessings of Baba and Mama. Because the knowledge what I understood was more from Mama. Because Mama used to say one topic 45 minutes. And it is ever in our mind that, for example, God is not omnipresent. All along we all heard that God is everywhere and omnipresent. But suddenly when Mama gave the first lesson, it has become so strong in our mind that no more questions we had. Similarly, what to do and what not to do, that was a question. So it may not be good for someone, it may not be good for this. So like that and some confusions and all. But Mama gave one lecture of 45 minutes. There were so many karmas, the natural karma which is happening. We are all breathing. It's a natural. We are not doing anything. In the body, a lot of things are happening by itself. So natural karma is there. And then there are some karma which people call it as is not good. It's a bad karma. We call it as some karmas which makes others also happy and we also happy. So good karma. So always people think for themselves only. That is not a good karma. So what makes us happy and it should make others happy. That is, so like that each karma Baba, Mama used to explain in one lecture. If she gives a lecture, it will be on one topic only. So this is how we have been trained by Baba and Mama. Service, Baba used to guide us. About the knowledge, Mama used to teach us. Even in the class, before Baba comes, about 15-20 minutes, Mama used to explain what Baba has read one day earlier about particular topic. Very clearly she used to explain. That's how we used to get the knowledge and we used to do accordingly.
So one more question.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your time until now, Yagya might have gone through lot of challenges. And Mama and Baba's time, how they handled, you might, some incident which actually into your mind.
The best lessons what I understood from Mama first. So one day I went in front of Mama because I was very close to Mama. I can say anything to Mama directly. So Mama, today I shouted at someone. I got angry and I could not control. I shouted. Mama just heard. She said, I came to know, Karuna, there is some item has come in the town, in the market. It's called cooker. So then I said, Mama, I corrected it. Pressure cooker, yes. She said, yes. So what is that? She asked as though she was questioning me, asking me to know, what is that? So I said, when it is full, what it has to do, then it makes a sound when that completes its job and there is more pressure. Then it makes a sound, whoo, like that. Oh, so you did today the same thing. That when you are so much, so you shouted. And that day and this day, it's difficult for me to shout. Otherwise, I immediately remember that. In the same way, Baba was always telling a positive only. And so always Baba used to guide us how to meet the kings of that time in India. He used to say golden invitations. You have to write in the golden way and in a big papers how to invite them and all that. And then what to present to them and all that. So all the type of doing service Baba used to. Because I remember one day in the Murli Baba said, that when a saint comes to your town, he gives lectures. So you go and sit in the behind and hear. And then after the lecture, some people will go to meet the gurus and ask some questions. You hear that. So immediately, it came in the half of the Murali. And when I heard that, I just got up from the class suddenly. Dadi was surprised, why he is getting up. But I just got up and went, because at that time there was a saint giving lectures in our town. So I just went there and sat, and I heard the lecture, and then in the end, people went there and said that we are not peaceful. So he said, no, you just say Ram, 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 you will be okay, and this and that. So they all said, no, no, we are doing all that, but still we are not having peace, not happy. There was a couple. I was waiting for them to come out because they were not happy. So I told them, if you want peace, you come to this center and you will have peace. So next morning they came to the center. And Dadi gave them the course, and they become the first couples in that center, and they become Baba's children. So that's how, you know, when Baba says something, that we used to do that. And their daughter also became in charge in one of the centers in a big town in Gujarat called Surat, the Lata Behen. So that's how, you know, when Baba says something, it becomes real, and we practice immediately. People laugh at me sometimes. I was probably more emotional. So one day Baba said, so you have to go in a road with two banners of the pictures what we have, the world cycle and CD, jisko kya kehte
ladder.
So I had the ladder in front and backside the world cycle, and I just went on the road. So that's how, you know, we used to follow when Baba says something. Let us now, of course, Baba used to say, put big hoardings, you know, in the road and all that. So that's how, you know, we were taught and we followed Baba. That's why Baba used to say, he is Bhagat.
One last question. When Mama left the body, as well as when Baba left the body, how you managed that, or what was your stage at that time?
Mama was with me in Bangalore for 3 months. That was the last trip of Mama before leaving the body. So we were the luckiest ones to be with Mama for such a long period. So my experience with Mama, one day I was standing near the gate of the hall where Mama was walking. For 5 minutes, Mama did not see me. I was surprised. Have I done any mistake today? Mama is not seeing me. But then suddenly Mama saw and called me. Oh, Karuna, come in. So how the silence is, and how Mama was in silence. She was just walking only. That is one experience I had with Mama. And the other experience we had is, Ramesh Bhai used to take Mama in his car. In the road, we used to see very big advertisements. new advertisements, you know, as the time that used to be different always. So he asked, "Mama, did you see the new advertisement? It is..." Mama said, "I don't see anything of this Kali Yuga." So that was the answer always, because we see everything. And Mama was not visible for her. So one day I asked Mama, "Mama, whole day you are here, what you are doing?" She said, "I am not here." I said, "No, Mama, you are here only. We see you whole day, morning class you do, in the evening also sometimes for public you give lectures, and you are here." She said, "No, I come if there is anything to be done here to me, then once it is over, then I go to Baba." Then once we asked also Mama, "Mama, you must be very happy to be with Baba, that you are Radha, you are Lakshmi, you must be very happy." She said, "No, this time it is Baba with me, the Shiv Baba is with me. So I always enjoy that Baba is in Brahma Baba, and I would like to be with Baba, Shiv Baba." So similarly, Brahma Baba also, when I came to Madhuban, always whole day we would like to see Brahma Baba also. But in the daytime, the sister who takes care of Baba used to sit outside with a stick so that young boys like me don't come near. Because if you go near to Baba's gate, it's open or closed, but suddenly we hear a voice, "Who is that child?" Baba used to ask any time. So that's why we used to say, we don't know when Baba sleeps or when Baba gets up. That's the experience. Baba is always awake. So that is the experience. So as he said, what you felt when Mama left the body, it was a big shock, no doubt. And we couldn't believe that Mama goes at this young age. But of course we all know that she had a cancer, and that was the fourth stage where doctors said we can't do anything. So Baba called her to Madhuban. But we couldn't believe when Mama left the body. So we were all sitting there and we were telling Baba, "No, she can't go." Baba also used to say, "Yes, she can't know. She can't go. You all sit in meditation. So she will come back. She will come back." So we were all waiting and doing meditation. Then Baba said to one of the trans messenger, "So to go to Baba and ask why Mama is not coming. Why she has gone. She can't go now." Then messenger came and told us. So Mama said, "I came, but the body did not respond, as though it is not my body. So I couldn't come back to in that. So I had to go back." So then we children couldn't do anything. And then Baba saw some children like me who were very close to Mama. So we were not happy, you know, whatever is happening. So So Baba had to change his murali once, telling that I am the big mother. So when we heard that, Baba is mother also? And Baba actually changed his way, how we used to have like a father. But she started giving us so much of love that we slowly forgot Mama. And we all used to say that Brahma Baba is also mother. So we used to remember there is one sloka in Sanskrit, Tvameva Matascha Pita. God is our mother first and then father, we used to say. So that's how we took Mama's death. And then we started loving Baba and Baba started giving us more love. So we forgot Mama. But Baba's death was something, it is the word if I tell you what I had the experience, because it took time from coming from Bangalore to Abu. I don't know how I came from there for a few nights and one day. Did I eat anything or slept or anything? I don't know at all where I was like lost. And till I reached Madhuban, I was almost like we say the husband and wife, for example. So wife loses their, you know, husband. We call them as, you know, without husband, you know, how she can feel in the young age, that also. So that is the thing, as though we have lost our husband, like, because Baba used to say, we souls are all sajanis, the wives of God. So that's how we felt at that time. But the first thing we were asked to hear, the first murali, which Baba, Avyakt Baba came in a trans messenger, not in Gulzar Dadi, but in that first message when we heard that Baba's Avyakt Murali, the whole Murali was so different and interesting. It is there now. You can always see in Avyakt book that Baba said to all of us that I have not gone, children. I am always with you and I will be giving you lessons daily again as I used to give earlier. And at that time it was true. Baba used to come for so many days like that and sometimes full night and then next day morning also up to 10, like that. So continuously Baba was giving us the knowledge. And then slowly, 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 Baba changed to 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 15 days. So like that, Baba took us all, that Baba is with us. And he made all of us to believe that Baba is always with us. And you are the real result, that as all of you said, that God is with me. So that's how we are all living now with the faith of Baba. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much.